Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A Minnesota man died from injuries after he was struck by a vehicle in Shelby County Thursday. Iowa State Patrol says 31-year-old Mossadegh Aiden was found on the I-80 westbound off-ramp of the Shelby exit. Doctors later determined that Mossadegh had a crushed pelvis and massive head injuries consistent with being struck by a vehicle. Aiden had been walking and was traveling from Las Vegas, Nevada to St. Paul, Minnesota. The incident is being investigated as a hit-and-run accident. The Iowa State Patrol says the vehicle involved may or may not have known they struck someone. A Red Oak man was arrested on burglary charges following an investigation regarding various thefts from vehicles in the past 2 weeks. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, assisted by the Red Oak Police Department and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, arrested 18-year-old Joel Allen Gronewald on 3 charges of third-degree burglary and 2 charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Charges are forthcoming on 2 juveniles from Montgomery County as well. Gronewald was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was held awaiting an initial appearance before the magistrate. In other activity, 25-year-old Jacob Lee Gronewald of North Platte, Nebraska, was arrested Tuesday for delivery of a controlled substance, cocaine, within 1,000 feet of a city park. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was held on $100,000 bond. A Harlan man was arrested when officers investigated a suspicious vehicle in the pit area of the Shelby County Speedway on June 30th. The Harlan Police Department says 52-year-old Kenneth Kinkle was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts penalties. A Harlan man wanted for theft and burglary turned himself in to police on June 27th. 21-year-old Cody Lister was wanted in connection with the theft of a vehicle belonging to Brian Barrett of Shelby and a burglary at a residence of Marion Hendricks. Lister was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with third-degree burglary, aiding and abetting possession of stolen property, and forgery. A Harlan man was arrested when officers found him unconscious in the 600 block of Market Street Sunday. The Harlan Police Department says 25-year-old Joseph Fate refused medical treatment and was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with public intoxication. In other activity, 25-year-old Joel Sims of Harlan was arrested Monday on an active Fremont County warrant when police were called to investigate a possible fight at 524 Market Street. Sims was taken to the Shelby County Jail where he awaited extradition to Fremont County. And 37-year-old Mark Anthony Kaufman of Harlan was arrested following an altercation at 1012 Hill. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct and 2 counts of assault. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting that flooding has closed the ramp from northbound U.S. 75, Iowa 376, to westbound U.S. 20, Gordon Drive in Sioux City. Pumping of flood water allowed the ramp to open briefly on Thursday, but additional flood and groundwater has forced it closed again. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting that work on installation of the flood barrier wall along the north side of U.S. 30 and locations west of Missouri Valley is completed and the road reopened. The 5th annual Iowa Women in Ag Conference, called Women Cultivating Success, will be held August 4th at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. Deb Schuler, Iowa Women in Ag president, said the conference is for any woman involved in agriculture, interested in agriculture, living on a farm, or involved in agribusiness.
It's an opportunity for us to network with other women and learn what's going on. I know a lot of times we just don't take the time to set aside for ourselves to do something along these lines. We're taking care of the kids or doing the books and so on and so forth. So it's an opportunity to just take a day and find out what's going on in ag. There's been a lot of new developments this past year, and we'd like to have everybody come and see what's happening.
Schuler said the conference runs from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. with numerous sessions to attend.
Locally, we have Rod Hartwig from Farm Credit Services of America is going to be speaking, and he'll talk about how we do our balance sheets and profit and loss and ratios and all those sorts of things and what we need to be doing as far as our future. And Sarah Ross with Common Ground, she's from the Minden area, and she's going to come and talk about what they've been doing, hearing the real facts from families behind our food. So you can join in the conversation there. And Dan Lucas with HTS Precision Ag Solutions, he's going to be coming from Harlan and talk about how it started, where we are now, and where it's going to take us. So lots of innovations in the technologies there. So it'll be good to see that hands-on.
To register, stop by Smith Land Service Company in Atlantic or call 712-243-4444. You may also register online at www.iowawomeninag.org. Registration is $60, and everyone that registers and pays in advance will be in the drawing for an iPad. All attendees will be eligible for a drawing to win an e-reader or a 20-inch flat screen monitor. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Nine and Wine event on Friday, August 12th at Nishna Hills Golf Course. The event is a fundraiser for the nonprofit organization, and teams are still welcome to register for the evening. Nine and Wine is a nine-hole best ball tournament that features a wine tasting and appetizer at each hole. The focus of the event is on fun and not on scores. After golfing, all the participants enjoy a buffet dinner, glass of wine, and DJ music at the clubhouse. Tickets can also be purchased for just the wine tasting, buffet, and music for $20. If you would like to volunteer or register a team, you can contact the chamber at 243-3017. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.